Port absolutely smashed Brisbane by 94 points, their biggest score of any team this year. And joining us is star forward. We love chatting him, Chad Wingard.
Had a birthday yesterday, Chad Wingard. Can he make it pay? Can. Look at that, it's a dart. Gives it a young. Now to Wingard, he won't miss, surely. Chad will not miss. Thank you very much. He's a man you've got to get in his hand. He's got four goals.
Chad, happy birthday, mate.
Thanks, fellas. How are we going?
Blow a few candles out. How old are you now?
Oh, I don't want to say again. 23.
Oh, mate, you're a pup. You know what? You kick five. That's a baby, Chad.
Nah, footy is. That's a veteran almost, isn't it?
No, you blink and they say your career's over. You've blinked and you've had 4 or 5 years straight away. Hey, what a difference a year makes. I'm sure you would have rolled into Brisbane Airport as you took off back to Adelaide in a much better frame of mind this year than last.
Oh, definitely. We didn't have that two and a half hour, three hour meeting after the game, as you can imagine we did last year. So it's a much better feeling around the club.
Well, look, it was also the first four-quarter performance as well. You won every quarter. You're absolutely dominant. In fact, it was your second highest score in your club's history. So I'm sure that would have pleased Ken, the fact that it pretty much from go to woe, you were really dominant.
Yeah, obviously perfect conditions up there. It was a beautiful night for it. And the midfield really set it light because obviously Jacko obviously saw these numbers, ridiculous amount of clearances and hit-outs, and the boys in the midfield really set it up for the forwards. And like I said, we still missed. We had a lot of shots on goal, probably could have blew the score up a little bit more, but like I said, the boys were just on at the time.
I want to talk about Jacko a bit more. Heart and soul, the numbers were 15 clearances. Now, that is an AFL, VFL record, 20 contested balls for a ruckman, undersized. That young fella that he was up against had his knees around his tonsils all day long. He's been a marvel, Chad, an absolute damn marvel.
Yeah, well, he's kind of changing the game, the way the ruckman's kind of play, isn't he? He's been pretty efficient at the ground level once the ball's in dispute. And obviously, the ruckman that for them was, I think it was his first game.
Yeah.
So obviously, it was pretty tough. But Jacko, obviously, not a ruckman by heart. But like I said, he gave us a real fight. And yeah, like I said, 15 clearances, 25 possessions, and 2 goals. So it's a pretty handy day for anyone, especially a ruckman.
And the other big story was the Butch. We were all happy for him. The future, well, he's arrived. 4 goals. He has a fair crack, doesn't he, Chad?
Yeah, and that's what we measure him on. We don't measure him on, shots at goal or goals. It's really just his attack on the footy. I mean, between him and Dicko, they've got two of the best hands I've seen from a forward. And if they're flying at it, they're going to, especially when you have good conditions like that, they're going to clunk the majority of them. I think he took 11 marks.
Yep, 11 marks, yeah.
He looked really confident. Obviously, his approach to the kicking, his set shots is obviously a lot better as well.
Good night to be a forward. You had 30 marks inside 50. Can you remember taking that many as a team?
No, especially on the lead-up, which we've been pretty average on this year. So I think we had 80 entries inside forward 50. Mm. And, so it's just repeat entries after repeat entries. And like I said, it's a nice day to be forward when that happens.
You must have been wrapped, though. One of the things you, Ken, and a lot of the players we've interviewed have talked about, just in terms of pressuring the opposition, keep going at them. And I thought you did that. You really played to the line. And that's why the floodgates really opened. They had some teenagers in there, but you were just relentless with the way you attacked them.
Yeah, the foot was on the throttle the whole game, and I think that's what Kenny wanted. He wanted to be ruthless and not worrying about the points so much, but just the energy and willingness to fight the battle through the whole way.
Hey, what happened with that Matheson dude? He hit you late. You got a 50, kicked the goal. What was the sledging after that? What can you share of that sledging?
You know, I was just trying to get stuck in his head a little bit. I mean, we don't have the Gussie Monfries out there, so I was just trying to get stuck into him and let him know what was going on.
Who is your team's best sledger?
Our former, I suppose from last year, Gussie obviously can't play this year. Angus Monfries, he's probably the best I've seen.
Yeah.
He I don't know if he puts in groundwork, but he definitely knows a bit about everyone.
Yeah, he
knows a bit about everyone.
Wasn't Matheson that same player that after he kicked that goal, he had the big shotgun salute, Chad? Did you get into his ear about that, the big buffet?
No, I didn't even actually, I didn't notice that until someone told me about it after the game. So, yeah, I went straight over my head.
Okay, 37 goals for the year for you. How tough a year has it been in that forward line?
It has been tough, but it's, I suppose we had just a different mixture. I think a lot of injuries and Jarman Impey playing up there this year. So the chemistry, and so obviously Dicko having having him for the first year, it takes a little bit to get the chemistry right. And I think we're starting to now really trust each other and get a little bit of that, that movements and patterns are all right. Obviously, Hoff down there to gel us all together, and it will take some time, but it has been a bit tough. But like I said, we'll do what we've got to do.
So, how have you rated your year then? Because looking at your numbers, it's only two games where you haven't kicked multiple goals. So you've kicked a goal in pretty much every full game. You had that game against Geelong where you went off and didn't kick a goal, but that's a pretty fair return for a small forward.
Yeah, obviously, have been kicking goals and impacting the score, but I think something I probably still need to work on is getting a few more touches up the ground. And defensively, I've been a little bit shaky throughout the year. So that's obviously something that I put a focus on and will in the next coming weeks, is just to get that right. A few tackles, especially in the forward lines, would be nice. So yeah. Still got things to improve on, but, you know.
I know you've got a different forward line coach up there in Nixie, but what's changed with the ball movement or the numbers of inside 50s or the quality? Because I've always known to Port Adelaide, especially with you down there or Robbie and some of the quality you have in Shulzy, your value for touches, you're super efficient when you get the ball inside 50, Chad. That doesn't seem to be there this year.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's just our ball use. We haven't been hitting up lead up as much. Yeah. I think our marks inside forward 50 on lead ups down. That's one of the things, about 16th in the comp, and obviously mark inside 50 is down as well. So I think sometimes we've been just blazing away a little bit, bombing it to the hot spot or to the top of the goal square when we could hit an easy lead up and hit Schiltsy on a tit or whoever it may be. Some of it's decision making, but I think it's a little bit what we've been training all year.
And the Hoff's 200 games comes up this week. Fair effort. And he's been a ripper. He's a bit of a barometer for you boys.
Yeah, we always get stuck to him about that article. But no, he obviously gives everything every week, and hopefully we want to get up again. There's a big game in Sydney. Everyone's looking forward to it, so hopefully we can get up for Hoff as well.
And that's the challenge, isn't it? You have a really good four-quarter performance against Brisbane, and look, they're a little bit of a lowly side. To be able to reproduce that against one of the AFL powerhouses, that would be a real great achievement for you if you're able to do that.
Yeah, definitely. I think, obviously, over there, they're pretty fast, a bit smaller ground, and they've got some elite defenders, and I think they're the number one tackling team in the comp, and I think the boys in the midfield really have to bring it this week. And obviously, we've got a big task in there with obviously their elite midfielders, and we just got to bring the hunt, make sure we're ready for it, and I think the boys will be.
Now, Chad, we're all South Australians first and foremost. Now, you're going to do the Crows a massive favour if you can beat Sydney.
Oh, that's not even in my mind at the moment. It's really not a fight. Concentrate on what you're doing.
What about round 22 versus the Crows? I reckon you guys have set yourself for that one.
Oh, we're set for ourselves every week, so we'll look for that when it comes around the corner.
Was it nice to be able to give Paul Stewart a really good memory in his 100th game? Because I know he's been... everyone that spoke of him during the week spoke glowingly of him.
Yeah, he's a workhorse. He's one of those blokes that you just love to play with. And he's done everything as a professional. He works hard. He sacrifices for the team. You couldn't ask anything more of him. So to get a win on his 100th, it took him 10 years, but... Like I said, it's a credit to him and his family to get all through that.
Well, you did it for Paul Stewart in his milestone game. Here's hoping you can do it again for Justin Westhoff for his 200th game. Chad, congratulations on your game on the weekend. 5 straight. Do it again this week and play well.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us.
Great work. Chad Wingard, isn't he? Just a pleasure.
Yeah, look.
And a star.
I'll tell you what's interesting as well. Just the way he rated his year, you know, he talked about the goals were okay, but still having to work on it. He's going to kick more this year than he did in that Port Adelaide's great year in 2014. So that's, I think, how much we've sort of elevated our expectations of him and where he can go. And he certainly knows he can improve as well. So kick the goal in every game and multiple goals in all but two games. That's a really good performance.